USA Radio News.
A man accused of killing six people and injuring dozens of others by driving an SUV through a Christmas parade in Wisconsin last year wants to represent himself in a trial that is scheduled to begin in a little more than a week. A motion was filed requesting that the public defender of Daryl Brooks Jr. and the assistant public defender be taken off the case. A hearing on the motion is scheduled for Tuesday. Former President Donald Trump is defending himself as the Federal Bureau of Investigation go through the documents they seized at his Mar-a-Lago home at the beginning of August. During an interview with Fox News, Trump shared his belief that a president can declassify any documents by, quote, thinking about it.
I did declassify. If you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it.
Approximately 100 documents marked classified were found at Trump's Florida home. New York City's mayor says he plans to erect hangar-sized tents as temporary shelter for thousands of international migrants who have been bused to the Big Apple by governors to disrupt federal border policies. Updates have been released on the Chicago explosion.
Chicago fire officials say the cause of a deadly apartment building explosion on the city's west side was ignited by natural gas. One of the victims died Thursday from extensive burns. The blast happened Tuesday. Seven others were transported to hospitals. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Los Angeles Unified School District will provide all its schools with a medication that can reverse opioid overdoses. This comes after at least 7 teenagers overdosed on pills, likely laced with fentanyl in recent weeks, including a 15-year-old girl who died on a high school campus. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho, during a news conference, stated that all schools from kindergarten through 12th grade will have the option in the next few weeks. United Airlines removes 25 of its Boeing 777-200 airplanes from service after discovering it had failed to perform required inspections on the wing leading edge panels. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden welcomed singer Elton John to the White House, talking about his activism, the power of his music, and his all-around goodness. At the end of the show, Mr. Biden surprised John with the National Humanities Medal for his songbook and his long legacy of advocacy. It was the 75-year-old's first White House gig since he performed with Stevie Wonder at the state dinner in 1989. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10/1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.